This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamaba. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Nun Gimel, Siv Tes, Sris. Yeshayim Shemot Olamah Noisim Hu Ben Esrim. A Sris, an impotent person, someone who's not capable of fathering a child. Some say you could appoint him when he turns 20. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sris. Dahainu Shaniru Bay Simanu Sris. That is, if it's apparent on him, signs of being a Sris. Dilav Hachi, otherwise, Kivan Shalahevi Shtei Sarais. If he didn't bring two hairs, Armina Nadayin Hukatan, we say he's still a Katan. Kamashikasav Simenon Hesef Hey. Like it's written, Simenon Hesef Hey. Ayin Shem B'Mishnah Berurah. U'Marshal B'Chulin Simenem Hey Kasav. The Marshal in Chulin and Simen Mem Hey writes, She'ein Lamano Sris, that we should not appoint, we don't appoint a Sris, the Gnai Hula Tzibur. That's a Gnai for the Tzibur. So in other words, the Mechaber says, some say you could appoint a Sris, and Marshal says absolutely not. It's disparaging for the Tzibur to appoint a Sris. Why? Because it's a Gnai that this person won't reach the Shleimus that sort of would be ideal for a Shleil Tzibur. Ben Esrim, 20. The koyd mafil nearby siman esris belav halchi lo yuchal liyoshatz afil bakray dadainu katan. Because before he's 20, even if he has siman esris, he can't be a shatz because he's technically a katan. But when he's 20, so then we could establish him as a sris. Okay, sif yud yesh lomayd zchus al makayma shenagim shaktanim yardul fnei ateva. Apparently the custom was in some places that ketanim would daven marav matzah Shabbos, and you should be malamid zchus on such places. Says Rama Haga uvamakoma shaloi nagokain, in places that this is not the custom, ein lekatan laver lefnei ateva. The katan will not be the chazan. Afilu betfilas arvis, even for marav. If it's not the minug, a katan should not be the chazan, even for marav. Afilu higia lechlau yud gimel shanim, even if we reached 13 years old, b'yom ha-shabbos, ein lesbal arvis shel shabbos. We will not daven marav of shabbos. Dahare adayin in lo yigimel shana, because he's not 13 years old. So Rama is saying that even though the Mechaber says that you could be Malamid Zchus on places where they put up a kid for Marav Matzah Shabbos, but if it's not the custom, he should not, even for Marav. Even, by the way, he says, even if he reached 13 years old on Shabbos day, he should not daven Marav on Shabbos because he's not 13 years old yet. Let's see what that means. Tfilas Arvis. Why? Lefishen Moitzina Sarabim Yidei Chayvasan. He cannot be Moitzi the Tzibur Der Chiev. Sharei Einan Machzir Nes HaTfila. Now, in other words, why would the custom be that they would put up a chazin to a child as a chazin, someone who's not 13? So the Mishnah Berurah says, because technically by Marav, he's not being Moitzi the Rabim Der Chiev. By the way, the Noi Behuda says, according to this opinion, Katan should not be a Shatz Friday night. Because Friday night, the Shatz is Moitzi, the Rabbim, Bebirchas Me'in Sheva, someone who forgets something, that he would have to repeat the Shemana Esrei. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sharei Eino Machzino Zatvil, there's no Chazos HaShatz, Rak Sha'amr Baruch HaVakadosh. All they do is say Baruch Hun Kadosh. Oy Tamim Achirim, Ayim Beis Yosef. There are other reasons why Marav Matzah Shabbos is different. V'chol Zeh Nidchak Rak L'Kayim HaMinog. This is just sort of forced to fulfill the minhag. Avol Hu Ba'atzmai Soivar, De'ein Nochen L'Cherchil L'Asos Kein. But he himself holds that it's not correct to do this. He himself holds it's not correct to do this. V'matzoi Shabbosos, Amatzah Shabbos, who had in Arvis the Chayil. The same thing would be Marav during the week. Meaning there's no bigger leniency. It's not more lenient Matzah Shabbos. It's just that's how the custom developed. The minhag developed to have the Katan Daven Mar for the Tzibur Matzoi Shabbos. But not that there's anything special about that. But Tfilas Arvis, Mishum Baruch Hu Shabbat. The reason why, if it's not the custom to put up a kid for Marav, we should not, is because of Baruch Hu. V'adin Shalo Yifreis Al Shema, L'mi Shalo Shama Baruch Hu B'Shachras. Likewise, a katan should not be Paris Al Shema. The Be'emes Baruch Hu Nami Mitzvah Al Kala Tzibur. The truth is, Baruch Hu is also a mitzvah on the whole Tzibur, L'shaman Shachras V'arves, to hear it in the morning and the evening. V'katan Sheino Chayiv, katan is not Chavein Moitzi and Bazek, cannot be Moitzi them. Now, even if he reached 13 years old on Shabbos day, he should not daven Mariv at night because he's not 13. Now this is hard to understand because if he became a katan on Shabbos, so Mariv, if he became a gadol on Shabbos, Mariv, he's already a gadol. So the Mishnah Berurah explains the Harei Adayin Rotzei Loimar b'makoyme shenoigin l'spalo shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. We're talking about places where the custom was to daven Marif Friday night early, where they made an early Shabbos because of Tosef Shabbos. This is very interesting. A katan who becomes a bar mitzvah on Shabbos, if you make an early Shabbos, he's not a gadol yet. A katan who becomes bar mitzvah, he's not in bar mitzvah until tzeis hakachavim she toysev haShabbos ein amoyel inyan shnoi simei hanar. Toysev haShabbos is not going to help regarding the years of a nar. Aval mispalel belayla arvis achar tzeis hakachavim. But if he davens in the night marv after tzeis mutter leir lefneativ, he could be the chazan. U'mashamar b'chamakum yud gimoshana v'yoy mechad. Don't you need 13 and a day? He's not 13 and a day yet, he's just 13. You don't need a full day. What it means is, you need 13 complete days to exclude missing a couple hours. Therefore, immediately in the beginning of the night, his years fill up. He's a gadol. Even if he was born on Rosh Hashanah before Bein Hashmashos, Nasa Bar Mitzvah B'tchilas Leil Rosh Hashanah Shoshnas Yadalad. Even if he was born on Rosh Hashanah before Bein Hashmashos, even if he was born on Rosh Hashanah before Bein Hashmashos, Nasa Bar Mitzvah B'tchilas Leil Rosh Hashanah Shoshnas Yadalad. So if he's born on Erev Rosh Hashanah, I'm sorry, he's born on Rosh Hashanah, on the first day, even at the, this is, in other words, now we're getting into an interesting Shaila. This was the Shaila Reb Tzadok HaKohen had in his Bar Mitzvah Drasha. Let's say a kid is born a minute before the end of the day. So do they have to wait 13 years and then they become a Bar Mitzvah on that day, at the end of the day? Or does that first day, that minute that he was born on the first day, does that count as a full day? The answer is it counts as a full day. So if he's born on Rosh Hashanah, even though it's at the very end of the day, when Rosh Hashanah comes the next year, he becomes a bar mitzvah right away. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we'll hold it over here. We'll continue tomorrow on Sif Yud Aleph. Have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.